Yes, CO2 is just used in almost every type of manufacturing imaginable, soft drinks. The oceans are filled with it. The atmosphere is what the plants breathe. But it's the perfect thing to restrict. It's what humans exhale. And as the Club of Rome said, Richard N. Haas has the CFR writing for them. He said, it's about making humans the enemy, and the state is the solution to deal with the enemy. So it's about making us bad. Alan Watt?
Yes, that's in the book, The First Global Revolution. And that's put out by the Club of Rome. And they said that back in the 70s, they were looking at a way to unite the planet and allow the public to be dominated, to allow themselves to be dominated. And they said that they hit upon the idea of making man the enemy to an environment. And they could say that global warming was caused by man. They said that would fit the bill. That excuse would fit
the
bill.
Yeah, that's a quote. Now, this is published publicly. Now, think about this, listeners. Openly saying it's fake and openly saying they want a global state waging war against the individual and exterminating us. These are not nice people. Alan, any comments on that, Don?
What we know, too, is that the Club of Rome is not just a think tank. It's the premier think tank that creates strategy for the future and hands it to governments to put into policy.
Meanwhile, you have all these well-meaning liberals and mainline people and having global warming parties and getting involved in knifing tires of SUVs. I'm proving, oh, I'm so loving. And then now Obama openly has announced these youth brigades, 3 million man environmental squads, 1 million man domestic spy force. He says it on TV. His chief of staff says it. All of them do it. He puts it on his website and pulls it off. And I'm getting hundreds of emails every day, Alan, saying I'm a liar.
Yeah.
I mean, they it openly. And then I was watching PBS Sunday, a show called Fueled. And they had a roundtable on PBS with Robert Kennedy and others saying, we're going to take everybody out of work and have them work for the environment. Fighting for the environment. Can you imagine all these dumbed down, fluoride heads, sterilized, running around, literal zombie creatures coming after us that know what's going on because the government gives them a little uniform?
That is right. And what the Club of Rome also said about that agenda was that the only time that the public will allow themselves to be completely ruled 100% is during a war scenario. And therefore, they'd have to make a war scenario to do with the environment and man against the planet. And then they would change all of society by the laws they would then introduce. So it's a war scenario. They're using all the techniques right now. So you're quite right. A land army was spoken about, the first Earth Army at NATO, of all places.
Actually,
NASA came out with it. And they now have it. Yeah.
And they mentioned, let's get more into that after the calls, but they also mentioned the other part of the pincer. It says fake environmentalism, carbon tax, terrorism, threat of staged terror, and then like a beetle grabbing a wasp, he's got you. Pincer attack, fake terror, fake environment, got you.
Yeah, that's right.
My studio audience likes the analogy.
The indoctrination of children at kindergarten now is terrifying because they're going to grow up to be real staunch environ-Nazis. And it's you can see it all coming, what's being planned. They always go for the youngsters to train them for their role when they're adults.
Well, you saw these articles in the New York Times and others where I'm glad my 3-year-old and 5-year-old rebuke me for taking a hot bath. I won't anymore.
Yes.
I'm glad my children are my bosses. So reversing roles with mindless 5-year-old Nazis, literally in red and black uniforms, climate cops, we're not making it up, just storming around reporting everyone. Oh, it's so good. I mean,
George,
how could you make this up, Alan? It's too insane.
Yeah, and George Orwell had that in his book. Can you see it in the movie, To the British Version, with Richard Burton? Excellent work, movie in 1984. The children have little uniforms on. They call the adults thought criminals. They're going to report them. This is all here.
And the uniform is red and black, just as it is now in England and the U.S. Red and black uniform, kids running around. By 15, they give them machine guns. We're going to skip this break for internet listeners. I'm going to let Don finish up in Costa Rica. Here we go.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They have trained the public, Alan Watt, as you know, to believe that what they believe is reality, and that the general public is with the elite, and as you were saying, that the general masses' well-being is the same well-being of the elite, or that we're all together. We're all going in the same direction. We all have the same interest. The public's also been trained not to have respect for themselves and to imagine Hollywood people as like gods who float around on clouds and elitists with eggheads and fancy suits on TV no more than they do. When in truth, once you really know what's going on, you watch the eggheads, the experts, they're putting out false disinfo on purpose that isn't even meant to make sense. Alan?
That is true, and with science, they can rationalize anything to an ignorant populace. Yeah.
Let's take more calls here. Let's talk to Dustin in Ohio. Dustin, you're on the air with Alan Watt. Welcome. Dustin dropped off. Okay, I see that there. Donna in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Alan, as well. I'm going to raise a point that never gets raised in terms of the global climate change debate, and it's one that really gets under my skin because I've researched it extensively, and that is heating of the ionosphere using electromagnetic energy from towers such as, or from projects such as HAARP, one of many. I think over 60 countries now are heating the ionosphere, and I don't see how we can even have a discussion about climate change and so forth without including this in this quote-unquote debate. The debate itself is polarized. It comes down on two sides, those who believe in naturally occurring climate change, that's one side, and those who believe in the global warming myth, and it is a myth. There's no doubt about that. It takes you about 5 seconds to figure it out if you look it up. what we see when we experience this ionosphere heating with electromagnetic energy is severe changes in jet stream, increase in volcanics, increase in earthquakes. Now, my understanding is that HARP went operational approximately sometime right before 2004. And right after that, we had the dramatic earthquake tsunami in Indonesia.
Yeah, let me be specific here, because you're bringing up a really important point that I have made, but not often enough. In fact, this morning, I was meaning to make this very point, and then you have these thousands of thoughts that never get on air. And then I want you to comment more on it, Donna, and then we'll have Alan comment on it. But it's this. We know the sun was in a particularly hot phase, putting off more heat radiation in the last 30 years. Now, the last few, it's cooled down. The entire solar system is cooling. The ice caps that were receding on Mars are getting larger. Same thing for the moons of Saturn and Jupiter and others. Now, separately from that, they're getting upset that because of the cooling, it's becoming obvious that it's not global warming. So now they're just saying climate change. But then that's very childlike. We're always having climate change. We have seasons. We know we go through hot and cold periods. But you're right. None of that even matters when it's declassified that they're doing thousands of aerosol spraying operations. Just Google it. The government
now
admits
they're... I'm watching one right now.
Just finishing this thought for folks that don't know what Donna knows, that don't know what Alan knows, I'm just throwing this out because it's so important, and I meant to make the point today, and I'm glad you called in. That synchronicity or serendipity, whichever one. The point here is that, just finishing the thought, they are clearly, as Secretary of Defense Cohen said in 97 in Army Times in the April issue, they do have weather weapons. They do have tectonic earthquake weapons. They said it. They admit it. They are manipulating the weather. So finish up your comment, and then I want to get Alan Watt's take on that.
Okay. Well, there's a misconception about missile defense shield. The prevailing what the mainstream puts out there is that missile defense shield are these interceptors which fail 9 times out of 10, and in fact, missile defense shield is pulsed energy, electromagnetic energy into the ionosphere. And I'm leaning toward thinking that the chemtrails that I'm witnessing right now outside my window have something to do with that. So what we have here is this shield of energy being created by antennas such as HARP, and you say HARP, and it's you've got this horrible stigma just like you have when you say chemtrails. But it's a very real thing, and it's impacting everybody, everything, every living organism.
Well, governments admit that they use antennas to manipulate the atmosphere, and that's in thousands, literally thousands of mainstream newspapers have reported on that. China does it. Russia does it. The problem is we don't know the full extent of that. We do know
right.
that there are thousands of spraying programs going on with aluminum dioxide, with barium salts being added to jet fuel, perfect compartmentalization. The companies don't even know. It's only the three big jet fuel makers that are adding it. Alan Watt comments on this.
It's much bigger even. The HARP technology was used in the 1970s, early 70s, from Russia, Riga, in fact, the Soviet system in Latvia. And we find out now there's over 54 of them worldwide. The U.S. has one in, I think, Iceland and one in Greenland as well, as one in Alaska, and they have one in Australia in Pine Grap.
Yep.
Now, they can work these in concert with each other. It was in the British papers they used it in the first Gulf War in Iraq, and it literally affected the minds of the soldiers who were just walking out the desert completely stunned. They hadn't been under bombardment, at least visible bombardment, and yet they were like zombies. So it can affect the mind. Now, the HARP technology, there's no doubt about it. This ties in with technotronic warfare that Brzezinski talked about in his book, Between Two Ages. He says shortly a technique will be used on the public, and it'll affect their minds, make them very placid, etc. And they can also use it to put thoughts right into your head, if necessary, by using a secondary beam. The United Nations signed a document with all the countries that had HARP technology in the 1970s. You should look into that. It's under weather warfare. And the whole idea was dreamed up in the 50s with Teller, who was the inventor of the H-bomb. He said if they can dose the atmosphere with barium salts, aluminum oxide, and others, he said, we can make it very conductive, and it will help with this ELF frequency cover vast distances, and they could use it either for altering the weather, weather modification, or they could cause global warming with it, or freezing, one or the other, depends on the type of frequency they hit it with. And they said they could also affect the mindset of a target population. So this is actually in the treaty at the United Nations from the 70s. They have this technology. They're using it extensively across the world.
And by the way, the Baltimore Sun, 8 years ago, did a big report admitting that DARPA is testing antenna arrays across the United States.
Yes.
And it said, to calm the American people, we put off these waves.
Of
we love you. We're the government.
Yeah, I've got photographs from Canada, the States, and Europe. They're putting up these strange antennas. They look like tall lampposts with a windsock on the end of it. I've seen this construction and photographs of construction where they have massive thick cables going into the bases of them. And this is part of the Technotronic series set up where they can control crowds during and whole populations during times of crisis. They can make you literally zombified and very placid if they wish to.
But that's freedom, Alan.
That's the freedom. That's their new freedom. Yeah. Freedom was redefined by Mr. Bush himself.
Well, for the people that think they're going to enforce this system, most of them aren't going to be part of the Brave New Future either, are they?
No, they will not. But I think, too, that'll start freaking out them as they get closer to their target. When they personally will see their end coming, they will no longer be necessary. This is interesting. See, technology is very old because the true sciences are kept back from the public and even from professors. There's much higher levels of technology and science existing. And we know this from Nick Begich, who had a documentary on television on the Wendy Mesley Show, where he demonstrated the obsolete technology, little handheld remotes that the CIA used back in the 1950s, where they could put thoughts directly into a target's mind.
By the way, they had said Ted Stevens was beating his brother, but it looks like Senator Stevens is going to be Senator Stevens. Looks like he's beating, that's Nick Begich's brother.
Yes.
Mark Begich, so it looks like he's winning right now in that highly contested Senate race. Just a program note, but you're absolutely right. They've suppressed a lot of technologies. Anything else you wanted to add there, caller?
Yes, one more thing, and this is really important. The powers of observation for everybody are critical, not just in terms of the political, geopolitical situation. I mean, we really have to use our minds. But in observing nature every day, if you really pay attention, you will see things you've never seen before. We had a period of 6 weeks. I live in a small mountain village in northern New Mexico where we have farming and ranching. There was a period of about 6 weeks or more where things stopped growing, literally stopped growing. Flowers didn't bloom. Crops that had been planted weren't getting any bigger. And when I noticed it myself, with regard to my indoor plants and my outdoor flowers and so forth, these are plants that are potted, mind you, not even in the ground. I pointed out.
Everything these elites do is about playing God.
Well,
total,
and we're talking about
total matrix dominance, total, I mean, they have all these terms, but go ahead. Full spectrum dominance.
Well, this went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. They weren't dying, but they weren't flourishing. They weren't growing. So when I talked to local people, local farmers about it, they said, yes, they had observed the same thing. They didn't know what was going on. I posted it on a message board that goes out across the country, and people posted the same thing. They said, yes, we noticed it was very strange. So what if, I mean, it's a what if. What if this energy that they're manipulating could be used to stop things from growing?
No, it could be used
more
to kill you. So But listen, 2 billion bees, or close to 80% of them in England, just drop dead. They're dropping dead everywhere. Other animals are dropping dead. Whole bird species are dying. Meanwhile, the globalists dance around going, it's for the earth, when really they want to destroy the earth and rebuild it in their image, playing God. Alan Watt is our guest. Again, we'll be right back for everybody on the AM and FM dial. We're going to be taking some more calls. So I want to get to everybody here on the Infowars.com streams only during this break. You know, I joke around about all this because it would be too stressful if I didn't, but this is all very serious. It's all very, very painful to admit that we've gotten to this point.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be. Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat?" This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, behind the scenes there, we were talking to Rico in Toronto. We went and saw the new James Bond movie. No, I didn't go see it. I'm dealing with all the admitted world government being set up in front of me. They talk about how it's like Catholic priests doing human sacrifice to the Illuminati in the movie, and I've got some emails about it. I haven't seen it myself yet. So on that side, it's saying it's a Catholic conspiracy. Then you have the new Angels and Devils coming out all these big actors like Tom Hanks, where it's the Catholics fighting the Illuminati. And I can tell you what that is. That's about making it factionalized or divide and conquer, where now people will fight about which group is it really when the New World Order controls both groups. Correct, Alan Watt?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Even Malachi Martin, who was a Jesuit priest, said that the Vatican had been totally taken over and is now run by Freemasons, and these are the same Freemasons that run the Protestant sides as well. It's the same Freemasons that go over and get knighted by the royalty. That's one of their high ambitions, of course, if you serve the great work.
And see, let's be clear. We're not having a debate about the Catholic Church pushing world government. The last two popes have called for it. We're not debating that. We're just stating the facts of what it is today. And for some reason, groups out of Israel fund the idea that if you don't only talk about Catholics being the source of all evil, that you are in their employ. And I mean, that's just massive disinfo.
That's right. Even though in Israel itself, there is a Masonic lodge there, where some of the Muslim leaders attend, along with the Jewish leaders and leaders from the Western world. There's been articles in the paper here from a Jewish leader in Toronto with his regalia on, his Masonic regalia, going off to that particular lodge representing Canada. So you understand, they used to say that ISIS had 1,000 faces. Well, you see, this is the organization with 1,000 faces and fronts. There are 1,000 points of light.
And the Masons are only one more of those fronts.
Yes, there's Blue, there's Royal Arch, but they all take their orders from the English Lodge. That's where they get their charters from.
Just like all royalty gets its charter from there.
Yes, and the Duke of Kent traditionally is the head of the York Rite of Freemasonry that runs the whole show.
All right. Rico, do you agree with those statements?
I do. Like, it's definitely, but it was crazy because it was showing you like it's a cabal of all industrialists.
But the British are good, and they're going to save us from the cabal, right?
Well, they wanted to go along with it, but supposedly James Bond did not want to go along with it. Then after that, but it's like it leaves you with like, okay, this shadow group is still out there. They're still doing what they're doing. And the minister even goes out his way to say, we're running out of resources.
So we've got to go ahead and do what the shadow group wants. I appreciate your call. That's throwing it in your face, and we're seeing that everywhere, Alan. Explain to people what predictive programming is.
Yeah, predictive programming is a technique developed in London for the BBC by Tavistock Institute, where they experimented on, first of all, mental patients, and then they expanded it into the general population by surveys and tests, etc. And they found out that mainly through fiction, because your sensor part of the brain is down, you don't expect to have to make decisions on information. You're being entertained, your sensor is down, and therefore all of the messages that are wrapped into generally a fight and flight scenario where the hero gets chased, there's a lot of chasing going on and your adrenaline's up. It's attached to emotion and sex and so on, then many messages can be downloaded into your subconscious to make you familiar with this new possibility, they call it possibility programming.
And so now when we talk about it, they're comfortable with it because, everybody knows about that. Everybody knows
right.
The CIA deals the drugs. Everybody knows they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. I mean, a lot of people don't even deny what we're saying. They just go, okay, yeah, everybody knows that.
That's right, but they don't realize that they now have opinions and conclusions, and they have no idea how they arrived at those opinions.
Absolutely.
But hold on to them. Yeah.
Let's jam in another call here. Jeremy in Canada, a lot of calls from where you're at. Jeremy, you're on the air.
Okay, listen, I really appreciate what you and Alan are doing and other people like you in the alternative media, because you're the only ones I hear speaking the truth these days. I just have one question. Wouldn't the Bilderbergers and the elites who are killing us with soft kill, are they suicidal as well as homicidal? Because, on the subject of the disappearing male, wouldn't their sperm count be way down and wouldn't their children be deformed too?
No, when you read, they all avoid the plastics. They avoid the vaccines. I mean, it's like when I had the state director on about him forcibly injecting the kids in Maryland, he said, it's no law, you're right, and my kids don't take them. And then he laughed. You see, it's that pleasure, Alan.
What's interesting, back in the 60s, I think it was, I was small at the time, following around, but there's a documentary on the Queen and how she had her own personal herbalist who dealt with the soap she used and everything else. So they don't use what we use. They understand the agenda, and they make sure they're healthy and their offspring are healthy, too.
Yeah, does that answer your question?
Yeah, except...
Jeremy, hold on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine.
Did you know the former senator and a Rhodes Scholar, which is subversive to the American sovereignty? William Fulbright stated in 1964 that national sovereignty could no longer serve a nation with loyalty from its citizens. The new responsibility of the citizen is to become a world citizen with a worldview. This has been the track record of many senators, House of Representative members, presidents, and vice presidents ever since Harry Truman. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. It watches world news in the light of Bible prophecy. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
All right, final segment with Alan Watt. This show has just blasted past us. Then Dr. Kyle, Scott, Dave, Andy, and others. And we're going to go back to Alan Watt here in just a moment. But before I go any further, I do want to tell you about some of our sponsors. And one of them is InnerHealth Botanicals. You know, I plugged them last hour and forgot to tell you that they have a lot of new products in their product line, like natural amino acid meal replacement. Talk about something for dieting or something for emergencies. It's basically a natural, healthy, effective way to lose weight while getting all the nutrients your body needs. How it works, you mix up a cup and a glass of juice and have it in place of a meal. For example, you can replace one of your meals every day, stay healthy, get all your nutrients, and lose weight in the process. Check it out at innerfood.com, innerfood.com, or check out the natural amino acid meal replacement by calling 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And these aren't just great sponsors we go out and get. I only get stuff I believe in. It also makes what we're doing here possible. I want to do online and probably on TV daily news review shows. And I'm so busy, I'm going to try to hire somebody to come in and do it in our office. More people. But the point is, I got a lot of things I want to do to fight these people. We need your support. So go to InfoWars.com, buy the books and videos, get them out to people. They wake folks up, and it supports what we're doing here. support our sponsors like Interfood, 866-762-9238. Also, one other sponsor I want to plug is New Vitality. This is an old, large vitamin and mineral and nutrient company. No magic cures, no miracle stuff, just things that are proven to really have good nutritive and health effects, like their Aloe's Body Cleanse, flushes out your guts, detoxifies. It's got aloe vera and 30 other powerful herbs known to detoxify. 800-569-4056 or newvitality.com. Got big banners up on Infowars.com. 800-569-4056. They have Super Beta Prostate, really great for your prostate after 45. Younger people can even take it as well. 800-569-4056. The salt palmetto and a bunch of other ingredients. They've got the most popular, this is a big company, one of the most popular mixes out there for the prostate. 800-569-4056. I want to make something clear before I take some final calls for Alan Watt here. We really appreciate. You know, I don't even lose sleep dealing with this. I mean, I do sometimes, but not as much as I would if I just didn't do the best job I can fighting it and move forward. You're only alive one time. There are just very wicked, focused control freaks that run the planet. They say it's their right to do this to us because survival of the fittest, they're in control, we're not. And I liken them to cancer. You know, cancer can take over a body. Cancer is, quote, dominant in the tissues of the body. But it ends up killing the host. And it's the same thing with the global elite. I don't think they're in total control. They've lost their minds. They're crazy. They say there's no such thing as a genetic mutation. So when they create chimera across species creations, they just say, well, man's a natural mutation. And so anything we make is a natural mutation. So all their talk about the environment's a bunch of bull. They don't even care about themselves at certain levels. Some of them do, some don't. A lot of them are very nihilistic. And openly state, we have this in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that they might want to just destroy the Earth for fun. You know, it's like Nero burning Rome or Caligula marrying his horse. Or I mean, throughout history, these guys go crazy. So there is some megalomania going on here. But this is just a huge institution of evil. And they select more evil people into their ranks as the older ones die. And to them, I mean, it's a great honor that Zbigniew Brzezinski brags that he supported Pol Pot and helped him kill 2 million people. He's very proud of that, and they honor him when he walks on stage anywhere. They look at him with respect. Oh, you killed 2 million. Kissinger killed tens of millions. That's why there's just such respect for him. You know, these people, we respect the tough job you've done.
Well, someone has to do it.
Alan, in closing, before we take a few final calls, but in closing for your comments, I want folks to go to cutthroughthematrix.com, get some of the audios, the CDs that are there, support you, listen to the. What I love about your site is it's got all the interviews and stuff you do, so there's a lot of different variants and flavor and ideas covered there. But I want you, in closing, to speak to the enemy's mindset. I mean, was I accurately, from your position studying it, was I accurately trying to articulate their mindset?
Yes. What they found with psychopaths, it was like Hitler. He said that the German people could not conquer the world. They did not deserve to live under his own theory, the Darwinistic theory. And you find with Israel had to drag the Prime Minister Begin off when he had the Samson complex, when he said, well, if Israel goes down, we will take the world with us. That's a standard psychopathic response, complete nihilism if they cannot win and get their way. However, most of them at the top have utter faith in their own abilities and their money and power to buy the sciences they need to help their own survival. And so they pin everything on higher sciences, which are kept quiet from the public, to pull themselves through. But
same thing with Hitler and his super weapons, but they do have the underground bases. I mean, in Switzerland or in Russia, they have underground bases for the whole population and food. Here,
yes,
we're told they don't exist. While they're in the congressional office, budget office, they admit it exists. But, you know, they tell us the dumbest people on Earth. No, it doesn't exist. Or the most mind-controlled people on Earth, I should say. And so they're also very confident because they have those facilities.
Yes, they have their total faith in forward planning and the unlimited financing that can be taken from the taxpayer and funneled into building their safe houses and at their underground bases. And they're well stocked up as well. Margaret Thatcher talked about that when she was in power, because she was spending incredible amounts of the taxpayers' money on building these things for the elite. She was quizzed on it. She said if the common people try to get in, the SAS will machine gun them down because no commoner would be allowed in.
That's right. Oh, and
that's
oh,
the arrogance of them. Yeah,
yeah, that's the arrogance. And by the way, Michael Crichton did come out about global warming. His last book was about the New World Order, State of Fear. I read it. It came out in, 2006. It was about the New World Order, how they're engineering the mass extermination. And I know people that knew Michael Crichton. He died of an accelerated, basically very quick acting cancer. He was in great health, a medical doctor. And I believe they got rid of him. Mark Cuban was going to put out Loose Change. He backed off after threats, and he was threatened. We shoot an article about that. So he did back off of it. And then notice you have trillions being stolen by the bankers, but they claim he stole, a stock, selling his own stock, $700,000. He's worth, like $5 billion. Selling some stock of some little company. But again, the public will think of him as rich. He owns a basketball team, just like they burned Martha Stewart. So none of the bankers, Kashkari or Paulson or they won't get in trouble. And of course, they're minions too. No, it's going to be Mark Cuban, and he's going to be punished now for even thinking about it. And remember, O'Reilly threatened him. He said, "You will be taken down. Do not make it or you're gone, buddy. You hear me?" I'm talking about, he went further and just threatened him on air. And he said, "You keep your mouth shut. You don't do it or you're going down. It's over. You understand? I'm threatening you. This is a threat. Don't do it." And then now you see they wait and he's punished, just like the governor of New York was going to go after the banks. Well, his dirt came out. Mm-hmm. So, this is dangerous stuff we're involved in.
Oh, they are ruthless at the top, absolutely ruthless. They had James Goldsmith, Sir James Goldsmith, who tried to pull Britain out of the EU. He was popular enough and famous enough to get a massive following, and he died from a pancreatic cancer that killed him within 2 weeks of diagnosis.
And, of course, there's more than just that. We have the guy that was going to get us out of Iraq in England and who was going to beat Gordon Brown, and, something happened to him real fast.
Yeah, Kelly, and he also... I mean, Kelly, he said they'll find me in the woods with my wrist cut. And surely enough, they did, but they found no blood. But we know this is their standard MO. They're utterly ruthless at the top. And those who join their circles and join their fraternities and take oaths do put themselves at risk. They know that. Now, most of them think they'll never have to recount for it or stand up for it. But they do know if they cross the line, their lives can be forfeit.
What do the elites think of us, Alan, from your study?
Oh, I always liken it to the sadist breaking the legs of the cow, and down it goes, and then they kick the cow because it can't get up. In other words, they've dumbed us down, they've poisoned us, they've dropped the IQ, they've literally bioengineered us until we were almost transsexual as we are today. And they laugh at us, they laugh at the mess we're in. And they have this complete disdain for us, in fact.
That's right. They laugh at us wallowing in our excrement on the ground with broken legs, drooling in pain, and they say, "Look at how ugly they are. Look at how beautiful we are." I mean, that is the ultimate in selfishness.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary. It was made in Germany during World War II, where some psychiatrists were explaining to school children why they had to kill off the feeble-minded. And they showed you the most extreme examples of deformed people with very low IQs. And I thought, this is exactly the same technique that they're conditioning the whole public. They're conditioning the victims to accept their own demise. That's what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to jam in very quickly a few final calls here. Who's up next, John? Kyle in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
Yeah, how you doing, Alan?
Good. Go ahead.
Not so bad.
First of all, your show is amazing. You have unbelievable insight, and I hope the general public knows what you know. My question to you is, I have a situation going on where I'm prescribed the painkillers, and my doctor decided to drug test me, and apparently I came up positive for certain things that were not prescribed and did not come up for what they prescribed me. After that, they urine tested me, and I went and had a blood test done. After that, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, why they are trying to make this a criminal proceeding.
Well, number one, I appreciate your call, but we've got to jump here. Look, everything is designed to trap the average person. And so nice people always say, why are they setting me up? Why are they criminal? Don't they want to be nice? No, they want to put you in the prison. They own the private prisons. You're seen as slaves. So they put out drugs as their excuse to legalize slavery again. Instead of it being an illness or a problem or something you need to be gotten off of, it's, oh, look, you're bad. We're going to put you in prison now. And so, yes, they go. They put you on painkillers. Then it's a Schedule 3. Then they test you. Then they find marijuana. You know, when a mother goes in, they don't tell you. They find marijuana in a mother, kid's gone. They find any alcohol. They find, and about a third of the time, it's a false positive. They CPS your kids. The whole system is meant to destroy individuality and to get control of your life. So, folks, never take painkillers. I mean, even if you're in really bad pain, because if you get addicted, they're going to ruin your life. Never take their illegal drugs because they want to catch you. You defeat them by living clean. You defeat them by living well. You defeat them by realizing they're scum and filth and garbage. Young people, do not use drugs. Do not think it's cool. They're brought here for you. Don't even get into the gateway drugs. Keep your head down if your parents put you in a government camp. Keep your mouth shut. They're there to destroy you. I mean, I could rant and rant, but Alan, in closing, you want to comment on that?
It's true. It is true. They run both sides of the drug industry, legal and illegal. And you would not have the excuse to build up the massive police forces always under the guise of recruitment to fight the drug war if it wasn't for them putting out the drugs themselves. And we know for a fact, and I've read articles from some of the top ex-special forces men who were involved in bringing the drugs into the country. We see the Oliver North scandal with the drugs for guns, with the Contras and so on. The government itself are the biggest drug dealers of all time. So
Alan,
we want them in society.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, realize the hospitals, everything, the churches have now openly been turned into Homeland Security. They are there to put you in prison. They are there to ruin your life. More and more, they're there to hurt you. And that's what this change is with Obama, is he's going to convert it all over fully to the system, lockstep with Bush. Alan Watt, thanks for spending so much time with us.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Alex.
It's been great having you here. I got a few final stories I'm going to hit at the very end of the show that we haven't gotten to and maybe jam in a few final calls. But I want to introduce Ted Anderson with this little piece of music because people need to know where the gold's at. Well, I know where the gold's at. Here it is.
I want to know where the gold is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you just saw the Give Me the Gold video. I want the gold. Where the gold at? Well, I'll tell you where the gold at. The gold is with Ted Anderson. And Ted Anderson has got gold that he bought a week ago. when gold was 50-something bucks under what it is now, so he can pass on those gigantor savings. Most people don't even have gold right now, ladies and gentlemen, but if they do, they're selling it at huge premiums. Well, Ted Anderson happens to have it with no premium. In fact, below the price it should be sold, because he's a smart guy. And when we come back, we're going to briefly talk to Ted. Ted, that is now your new anthem. Do you like your new music, your new ballad? Oh, Ted's not in the studio.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
Alex.
Good. I won't know where to go to.
Yeah, I know. I just ran into the studio. I just got caught up. I was getting the last prices on gold and silver.
Give me the gold.
Yeah, right now it's at $736.40. Right now silver's at $957.
I want the gold.
Yeah, we did run into some Maple Leafs here, so let's talk about that right after the break.
I definitely want that gold. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, having some fun here at the end of the show today with Ted Anderson, the little gold bug. He's not a leprechaun, though. He's a little gold goblin out there digging around for the gold. He got the gold. We'll be right back with Mr. Gold.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on our Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You want to know? Bring in the leprechaun, Ted Anderson.
I'm a leprechaun now. Yeah, I'm the only Swedish leprechaun out there, I think.
I want the gold. I want. Give it. Ted, you got some great deals. Tell them about the group of coins you got. Folks, you're insane. If you don't give Midas Resources a call, they'll be there past midnight tonight taking your orders on AM and FMs to pick this show up later. And if you don't get it from Ted Anderson, get it from somebody else. But believe me, check out the prices. These are some good deals. So, Mr. Leprechaun, tell us all about it.
Yeah, of course we will. You know, right now I have an $11 discount on francs. They're the 1/5 of an ounce gold coin. They're 187. I was trading those $11 higher here just last week. Gold is up, not down since then. And then I also have the British Sovereign, and that coin right now is close to $22 less than what it was. And again, gold was up. These are at 228. So another great buy to be getting into. And you asked me about those Maple Leafs earlier. I can't believe that Maple Leafs are in short supply. They never were before, but of course with the markets doing what they're doing, now they're in short supply. I do have 50, maximum 50. I have those right now at $8.95, and that's going to go first come, first serve. We didn't talk yesterday about the Walking Liberty Habs. I got to tell people out there, I mean, silver dollars right now, Alex, are trading just under $25 a coin. And yet Walking Liberty Halves right now you can get for $8.40. The Walking Liberty Half has half the amount of silver that the silver dollar has. Obviously, the futures market is not reflecting the physical market right now. Everybody knows that. And there's plenty of trouble right now going to, you know, look at what's going to happen here now with General Motors and
Chrysler. Absolutely, folks. This is a buying opportunity. It's already hard to get gold. Most places are sold out or have huge premiums. Don't wait until, you know, it doubles or triples, which a lot of analysts are saying it could. Regardless, gold and silver will always have intrinsic value. So this is a very important insurance policy, and Ted has fabulous prices. We're talking $50, you know, below what it's selling for now when he got positions on these gold coins. Now, I still think the francs and the sovereigns are great deals. Give folks the numbers on those.
Yeah, right now, again, they're 187 for the franc. And the sovereign right now is 228. And think about it. I mean, when the poop hits the fan, I don't want to be, there's a kids show here, you know. We've got families listening.
It's a kids show.
Yeah, right. It's a kids show.
Here comes Mr. Rogers.
Well, anyways, the franc is a small piece of gold, and you need to have small pieces of gold to trade
gold.
For items, gold and silver, you know. I mean, yeah, silver and gold. What time of year is this? Well, anyways, yeah, the British sovereign.
Hey, 800-686-2237. The British sovereigns are great. They have the ugly witch on them, but they're accepted worldwide by people because it's the imperial prostitute.
Yeah.
So 800, the imperial great whore. 800-686-2237. Well, I only disrespect the queen.
Well, if you want something that looks pretty, get the $10 Indian. I mean, that coin is just absolutely gorgeous, designed by Augustus St. God and a sculptor hired by Teddy Roosevelt.
800-686-2237. Folks, the brokers are there. They have a wide selection of coins at different prices. All great deals. I recommend the imperial witch bag sovereign and the European Frankies. But 800-686-2237. They have those Maple Leafs right now. Nobody else can get those. They have eagles. They have gold eagles. What, those are the half-ouncers, Ted?
Yeah, half-ounces and full-ounces. You get them both.
Oh, really? I mean, folks, again, they got to go. Nobody else has got it. Or check around. 800-686-2237 or minusresources.com. Don't screw around, folks. 800-686-2237 or check out the banners on Infowars.com, FrizzPlot.com. Ted, thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up again.
Get back over there and guard that pot of gold. All right, retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Ton of stuff covered. Rebroadcast starts now. See everybody back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.